Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Now then.
Are you ready?
Time for us to geek out with Zeke Stout. He is the head of MGS Trade School, but he also is a media guy to be reckoned with. And how you doing, sir?
To be reckoned with?
Yes, sir.
I like it. I like
interesting. You have a very, very thorough resume, all the stuff that you've ever done. I mean,
I'm just going to start walking into places and say, reckon with me, you know.
I would. Okay, my business card would be bright red, right? Which I do know what that looks like because I have inchroma sunglasses and I can see it when I wear it. They would just say Zeke to be reckoned with, and I just hand that out.
That's it.
Just
nothing else.
Out.
Not my contact info. Nothing. Just that.
Well, they're going to want it. They're going to seek it out. They're going to be like, oh, I got to know this guy.
Can we do like a silhouette of my beard too?
That always works. That's one of the things I really dislike is that I don't have, I've never tried to grow the full beard thing. I think I probably could.
I told you I'd teach you.
Well, yeah. I thought about going the way of Mr. Yeager with his goatee, which looked like Rapunzel's goatee would look.
Yeah. Which, you know, we know with his passing, that's been a sad couple weeks now.
It sure has. The thought of a world. I've never existed in this world without a James Yeager in it. So it's a new thing. A new day.
There's been two times this week that I saw a post on social media or something that I was like, oh, James would tear this live. And I went to send it. And it was kind of one of those wake up moments. It was a little sad.
Yeah, the last time I spoke with him, was before he got sick.
Yeah.
And I went to my fighting pistol class in 2019 in the middle of June, which is a stupid thing to do, to go up to Camden, Tennessee.
Hey, I did mine in August up there.
Yeah, so you know exactly what I'm saying, but yeah.
Oh,
we are diminished without James with us anymore. But,
yeah, but like he said, he doesn't want us talking about the sad. He wants us talking about the happy.
So. Yeah, he was an outrageous dude. The first video I ever watched of him, he goes, Hi, I'm James Yeager. Welcome to Tactical Response. Thanks for watching. You like my shirt? If not, blank you.
Yep. That's James.
Yeah, so anyway. So I know you got some stuff you want to talk about. I got some stuff I want to talk about, so I want to talk about your stuff first. What do you want to talk about?
Oh, well, I was going to make you go first, but I'll go first.
Okay, I can go first if you want me to go first.
Well, going with what I was going to talk about is going to kind of flow from the training aspect of, you know, training with Yeager, Tactical Response, in different places.
Right.
I've trained, and this is a controversial subject, not just in the gun industry, but in the media world that talks about guns as a whole. And that's negligent discharges. And a lot of people will slip up and say it was an accidental discharge. But if you're following the four rules of firearm safety, which we'll start with that right off the bat, keep your finger off the trigger so your sights are on target and ready to shoot. Treat every firearm as if it was loaded. Never point the muzzle at something you do not wish to destroy. And know your target and what's beyond it. If you're following those four things and there is a mechanical malfunction of some sort, something that is can be construed as accidental that wasn't you pulling the trigger, you will still be safe in those in that world. But when your finger's on the trigger and that trigger goes off, it is no longer an accident. That is negligence. And, you know, there's been a lot of stuff in pop culture. And I hate to say pop culture because one of them we're going to talk about, the lady actually passed. So I don't want that to be the word we use, pop culture, with, you know, a lady that actually lost her life because of it. But just that, the nomenclature of it, you know, accidental versus negligent. And that's a big thing that people need to realize, that when there is something that happens, when you're not obeying those four rules, that is a negligent discharge. It's not accidental. Now, where we tend to go sideways with it is when stuff like this does happen, and we'll talk about a couple several ones in each segment. People on our side, in the gun side, not everybody, but a lot of people will jump all over and bash them. There's especially one that I'm kind of like, you know what? That guy just needed a little bit of training. You know, nobody got hurt except himself. We'll talk about it later. But we kind of need to step back, look at all the facts around each situation, and go, okay, is this, that guy needs to be every gun taken away, he's an idiot, he shouldn't have a gun, blah, blah, blah. Or is it a situation where, you know what, that guy became very wealthy because of sports or acting or whatever, and he went out and bought a gun, and nobody really trained him. Nobody really taught him the rules. Nobody really showed him the right thing to do. And that's kind of the direction I want to go with that. So what's your take on that? When you hear accidental discharge, do you have a little bit of cringe moment when you hear it?
I would have to tell you, I'll tell you the ultimate cringe when we're not on the air, but I have had, I mean, if you handle guns enough, I think that's probably just a bad reality, and that's why you have to make sure of the part where you never aim at anything.
Exactly.
If you do that, I mean, some of them, I had one time when I was setting up an off body carry.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the last time I used this holster. You remember those holsters that they used to come with with these bags that would Velcro in there and it'd just be a loop, but it wouldn't be rigid.
Yep. Yep.
So I'm sticking a gun in there. I'm sticking it's an agency arms Glock, as a matter of fact, and, sticking one in there and, part of the loop got caught in the trigger guard. And as I go and stick it in there, of course it depresses the trigger and it shoots a nice little hole in the bag.
Oh yeah.
And because there was nobody else in the room besides me and because I had the gun pointed at the floor, that was the extent of that.
Right.
It is a unfortunate byproduct to handling guns. It's like driving a car. If you drive a car, you're going to be in a wreck sooner or later.
Right. And the thing is you've had training and you knew exactly what happened.
Right.
You know, and you knew because you were following the majority of those rules, everybody was safe. Same thing. The one I had was actually at a range day and I was testing an AK and everybody knows how the safety switch you flick down with your finger.
Right.
And if you flick too hard and you're not paying attention, guess where your finger goes? Right in the
trigger guard. Right.
Exactly. And that's what I did. The safety selector switch was pretty loose, and I was used to mine, which was pretty hard. My finger went right in, pulled the trigger, boom. Well, guess what? I was pointing the gun downrange. I knew it was loaded, and, you know, my finger slipped and went into the trigger guard, and I had a negligent discharge. And I'll admit, it's negligence because I was not consciously going, be careful with the safety selector. He just told you it's a little loose. You know?
Yeah. Hang on for me.
Yeah. And What's that?
Hang on. We're coming up. We're in the break now. Talking to, this is Geek Out with Zeke Stout, and we're going to be doing some serious geeking when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Colster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Colster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Colster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Colster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are speaking with Zeke Stout because this is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. We're talking about negligent discharges that occur to everybody. I saw a video one time of Travis Haley doing exactly what you were talking about doing with an AK on a Panteo production one time.
Yep. And it's good that people will show that stuff. You know, Such had one at his workbench one, and
yeah.
he aired it. You know, it's kind of like, I'm not going to be embarrassed and say, oh, that never happened to me. I'm going to say, look, here's a learning lesson for everybody. This is what I did wrong. And I respect that stuff. Speaking of learning, this is going to be the cheesiest segue into a plug for MGS.
Sure.
We've got that 22% off with the code FOOL, because it's back to school, and don't be a fool. You get 22% off tuition right now all the way through September 30th, and you can enroll for $99 down. So don't forget that.
Well, let's mention that numerous times as we go.
Lots and lots and lots.
Lots and lots and lots.
But one of the other indies that is probably the most recognizable right now, just because it's been so recent, and we're not going to touch on it a lot for legal reasons. There still hadn't been a hearing or a trial on it or anything, but the Alec Baldwin thing. It did come out, and I'm going to read this from ABC News. That way you don't have to get blasted for where's your source.
Right.
But the FBI came out with a report that said, you know, the gun used in the fatal shooting on the Rust movie set by Alec Baldwin could not have been fired without pulling the trigger, according to the FBI forensic report obtained Friday by ABC News. And that's where, you know, back to what we said at the beginning of the segment, admitting your faults, admitting what happened wrong, and I know this is a little bit tougher situation because of loss of life, but I've got a certification as a firearm specialist, and part of that is identification and different things so I could go and testify in a firearms case about a firearm. It's science. You know, whatever happens, if somebody gets hurt, it will always come back to the science. They can tear that gun apart inside out and say, there is no way this gun fired without pulling the trigger. And that's what happened in this instance. So today's modern firearms, it's very, 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 very unlikely. I'm not going to throw out a statistic, once again, legal reasons. I don't want to get me or Bill in trouble.
Sure, sure.
But the statistics are extremely low, the chance that a gun goes off from dropping it nowadays. There's drop safeties. There's internal and external safeties. Most of those stories come from the old, you know, Western revolvers where the firing pin was on the hammer, and that hammer was resting on a live round. Well, if you drop that gun and it hits the hammer, guess what's going to happen? It's going to go off. So those stories came from a lot of the older model of firearms. So it's very rare for it to happen without pulling the trigger with more modern firearms.
Well, I mean, you know, when I cut my teeth with a single action firearm. And yep. The older, you know, you're right. Now, the newer ones had the flatter face on the hammer. They had a shield that would be between the firing pin and the hammer when it would be down and resting.
Yep, the transfer bar.
And I'm almost certain that's what he had there. And you're referring to an ND where you're out there and you just don't know it's loaded, right?
Right.
And you don't know, and in the case of Baldwin, who's not a gun guy, he's an anti-gun guy. In the case of Baldwin, not only did he not know, but he was relying on other people to do this for him. And that's where part of the problem comes, is because you do that, and if you're not going to, it's okay to trust, but you want to verify.
Sure. Well, and we'll go back to the four safety rules, right?
Sure.
if, and I'm not talking specifically about the situation because, once again, I hadn't had a trial, but any situation where someone gets hurt like this in a similar situation, if the gun wasn't being pointed at the person and this happened, nobody would have got hurt, hopefully. If that person would have been treating the firearm like it was loaded, a.k.a. don't pull the trigger, nobody would have got hurt. If his finger would, or her finger would have been off the trigger, wouldn't have happened. There's four simple cardinal rules. If those four rules are obeyed, even if the gun does go off, most likely someone will not get hurt, unless there's a ricochet or something like that.
Right. Well, the other thing about that, in that particular case, since Brandon Lee was killed in 1993, there's been sort of this unwritten rule that you don't actually aim a gun, prop, or otherwise, at somebody in a production. And that apparently was not followed.
Correct. Exactly.
So,
now, and then another reason sometimes things happen, and this will go back to an old YouTube video, Tex Grebner. You know, a lot of people remember when he had a negligent discharge and shot himself in the thigh.
I remember that, yeah.
And that was from a Phobos holster. You know, and if people don't know what that is, it's a rigid Kydex-like polymer holster, but it has a button. And I've never understood
Phobos or Blackhawk?
Well, it was one of the ones with the button.
Right. You
know? I'm not sure which one he used, but it was one of the ones with, I think both of them make one with a button, correct?
Right.
I could be wrong. But when you have that button using your trigger finger, and even when I first got into carrying, and I hadn't had any training, it still did not make sense to me why there was a button there. Because if your adrenaline's pumping and you know what hits the fan, you yank that out after you press that button, guess where your finger's going?
Right.
As you slide that gun up, it goes right on that trigger. And that never made sense to me, but what's really bizarre to me in that situation is next time you're out and about, you see police wandering around. A ton of them, a super high percentage of them, have those holsters with the button. And it blows my mind. And, you know, a lot of times, not all police, I've trained with a lot of cops that go above and beyond what they're required to do. So I'm not saying all police, but a lot of police just do the bare minimum requirements to be able to carry that firearm. You know, they get their certification every year and that's it. So all of a sudden the adrenaline's pumping and they go to yank that pistol out, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot, the thigh, or who knows what. You know, if they're laying down, it could go straight ahead into a crowd of people.
Right.
That button just, it baffles me sometimes. I get if you train with it constantly, you know that risk is there. Okay, I can see there's probably a way to get around it. But if you don't train with it enough, that thing scares me.
Hang on for me, if you will. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. And this is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is closing with stocks sharply lower after the Fed Reserve announced it would hike interest rates by 0.75 percentage point. Chairman Jerome Powell saying there are more likely more sizable rate hikes to come to fight rising inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 522 points to close at 3183. UK Prime Minister Liz Truss, speaking on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly, says she wants to work more closely with the United States on energy and economic security.
Also, I'm reaching out to fellow democracies around the world to make sure that democracies prevail and we protect the freedom and future of our citizens.
Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane was sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in the death of George Floyd. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. They do one thing that nobody else does. If you order a holster from DeSantis, they have it in stock, and they ship it to you, and you don't have to wait 30 days. We are in the Geek Out with Zeke Stout. And we've been talking about negligent discharges, and they are negligent discharges. Anytime they're not, the gun does not accidentally fire. They're just too mechanically sound to do it. I mean, you could probably drag one behind a car before it would actually, and it'd probably come apart before it actually shot, wouldn't it?
As long as something didn't get in the trigger guard and pull the trigger.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they're pretty safe. And I mean, all the striker fire guns, from the most expensive to the least expensive, are pretty good about everything because they've had such a long time to develop the platform that now everybody pretty much is on an even keel, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the bigger ones in the last, 15 years that we heard about And this is something that this is a lack of education, I think. I saw some interviews with him after he got out of jail. And here's the thing. Before I go into what it is, and a lot of people will figure it out without the questions, if you're a multi-millionaire, but you're young and you still go out, you're single, you're not, you're not married, you want to go out and have a good time as a young person, et cetera. But you're known, you're well known as a multimillionaire, and you live in a bigger city, and you might go out with friends that live in, you know, rougher areas of town. Absolutely carry a weapon. 100%. Here's the problem with this. We'll start with gear. One, if you're going to carry a weapon, especially a firearm, make sure you have the right kind of holster. You know, like Bill was saying earlier, the little floppy cloth ones, that cloth can get in a trigger. Even leather holsters that you've worn out, even if it started rigid. I know Savoy Leather, I know DeSantis, who you talked about, you know. There's a lot of companies that still make good rigid leather that'll stay rigid for a long time, but there are a lot of lower-end leather holsters that'll get floppy, and that can get in the trigger guard. Try to find something that's got a good, firm kydex with retention, right? Well, this guy, and I'll say who it is afterwards. I want to see if people can guess it in their cars or at the house or wherever they're listening. He was in a nightclub, and he had a Glock, I think it was a Glock, in the pocket of his jeans.
Wow, what kind of jeans? What kind of Glock?
It just says when his Glock pistol and his jeans began sliding down his leg, he went to grab for the gun on the outside of the jeans, inadvertently pressing the trigger, causing the gun to fire and shooting himself in the thigh, in the right thigh.
Wow.
Which, that's not real good. This guy was a football player, NFL player, and one of the top receivers in the NFL at the time. Getting shot in your thigh is not going to help your athletic performance at all.
Are we talking about Chad Ocho Cinco?
No, we're talking about Plaxico Burress.
Oh, yeah.
New York Giant.
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah. And, okay. And so there's step number one in the negligence of this, all right? You had the improper gear. I'm already for you carrying in a nightclub if the nightclub allows it and you're not drinking, right? If you take a drink, you should not be carrying after that, right? That's, most states have that law. So we're already, you know, we're not having the proper gear. Well, guess what? The state was New York. All right, so now he's already broken the law again. It's illegal carrying of a handgun because he didn't have a proper permit and all the weird hoops and jumps you have to do for the New York state, which I don't even think they have those anymore. So there's number two. He's drinking at a nightclub. There's number three. And all these things are negligent. Well, what happened in our world when this negligent discharge happened? Everybody started jumping all over. Well, most of those things could probably been avoided if, you know, let's say he bought this legally. I don't know where he bought it. You know, it states like he legally bought the firearm, so he didn't buy it from a buddy or anything. But if he went to a shop and bought it, that shop should say, hey, you need some training. Let's get you some training. Let's get you the right gear. Let's do this. No matter who they are, because I know in our world, there's a lot of people that don't like professional sports, right? It happens. So it kind of like, whatever. You know, there is some millionaire guy. But if you just say, hey, man, it's awesome that you want to exercise your Second Amendment rights, you want to carry, but let me show you the right way. Let me show you the right gear. Let me show you proper training. Let me show you different things that could have avoided all this. The first thing that could have avoided it, if he bought it in New York, right there, hey, you can't carry this out in public. So there's negligence number one, really. Everything else kind of fell in after that. But the guy spent 20 months in jail, not to mention a huge chunk out of his thigh, too, all from not following the rules of firearm safety, the laws in his state, you know, having the proper gear. There's so many levels of negligence on this. But there's so many chances, I think, that we could have said, hey, bad on you, but let's embrace you. You know, somebody like you would be awesome for a Second Amendment advocate, saying, I made a mistake. I didn't learn all these things. I want to learn. I want to be an advocate the proper way. Somebody teach me, right? And that's where I think as a community in the gun community, we need to start doing more of that. And yeah, there's going to be obvious times when somebody's like, no, man, my dad taught me how to shot and I don't need all that training. And I don't need all the gear, you know, blow off, you know, and that stinks. But I think we need to at least try with certain people that, or all people that want to exercise the Second Amendment right, to educate them the proper way.
Well, yes, absolutely. But I mean, the part about that is that, like, do you think that in a gun shop, if Plaxico Burress walked in there and didn't he play for one of the New York teams? He'd probably play for the Giants.
Yes, New York Giants. He was the top receiver for him.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think they were probably starstruck?
Probably, but. You know, I lived in Nashville for a long time, and I spent a lot of time in those gun shops there. We had everybody from the Tennessee Titans to country music stars to actors and actresses in and out of those places when I was in there. And, yeah, people are going to be starstruck, but if you were going to work in this industry, I think we have a responsibility to push that aside and say, hey, look, I love your latest album you came out with, but you may want to go away from that holster. Let me show you a better one. Or, hey, we're having a training this weekend on, you know, defensive firearm classes. Or, hey, you know, tactical response, you know, 2 hours down the road. You can take a class there. Here's the contact information. Just something to kind of help make them feel a part of. Because right. There's a lot of times that, you know, people behind the counter may be having a bad day and they're just like, yeah, here you go. $600. Thanks. Bye. And they don't embrace people and like, hey, look, there's a big brotherhood and sisterhood in this industry, and we all have each other's back no matter what.
Yeah.
And embrace them and kind of get that starstruck stuff out of your head for a little bit just to make sure this person is going to be a good advocate because they've got such a big following, as you and I have talked about Elena Hicks on here. Yeah, if someone like that wants to convert and be a Second Amendment advocate, 100% embrace them and teach them the right way.
Hang on for me, if you will. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. And this is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Hi. Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
On the firing line from the guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking with Zeke Stout as we geek out with Zeke Stout. So then.
Yep. And we're running that special, the 22% off at MGS, mgs.edu. Use the code FOOL for our back-to-school special, 22% off tuition, and you can enroll for $99.
That's a pretty good deal. So it's 10. So you're basically $400 off, right?
Depending on what course, it's up to $800 with our advanced course.
Wow.
So that's a good chunk of change off the tuition. Not to mention now that you can enroll with a down payment of $99. Yeah, we used to have it at $199, so there's another $100 right off the bat that you're saving.
You can't even get your parking space at a major university for $99.
Oh God, no!
Not even for a month. No. That is a splendid deal. So, is it my turn to geek out?
It is your turn to geek out. We have talked about all the negligence we want.
Yeah. So, I have learned the hard way that there's almost in certain cases, and if you're going to get out there and have a YouTube channel and talk about putting, you know, get out there and do talk bad about a gun,
mm-hmm.
it could be detrimental to your YouTube career.
Absolutely can.
And that's because, like, especially... like I've done one video called No More Glocks for Me.
Oh.
And that got a lot of views, and a lot of people just came in there to go, what are you, stupid?
Yeah.
Glock's the greatest gun ever made. Gaston Glock knew exactly what he was doing. The Glock, and nobody needs nothing but Glocks.
You know.
I did one called SIG P365, not a gun I'm going to carry. That one has the lowest ratio of likes of any video I've ever had. That one, normally my ratio is around 95%. That one is at 60%.
Wow.
I mean, it was like I was attacking people personally. Recently,
and
you know,
what happens in our world.
Yeah, recently, Canik, you know, Canik has been the thing, and I mean, the Janik, however you pronounce it. These pistols, Turkish origin, seem very well made. They seem to be very well made. But I had a TP Elite Combat. I mean, it was like a very nice Canik, and I took it out to the range and I pulled the trigger on it, and it just sucked.
Yeah.
So the next video I made of that was Canik TP Elite Combat is out of here.
Yeah.
And, of course, then there was the time I did the Walther PDP. Now, I will say one thing about the Walther PDP. That has the best grip of any gun I've ever wrapped my hand around.
Yeah.
But for the size of the gun that it was, and I mean, I think I had like a 4.5-inch or a 5-inch barrel or something. That gun was extremely snappy for it to be the new hotness. And I have just decided to get out of getting the new hotnesses. Yeah. Like, right now, everybody's like, well, Bill, what do you think about the Springfield Prodigy? Well, I think that you're going to find that it is a production gun. And that some of the things, for those of you out there that are looking to get a double-stack 2011 type gun, that may be a less expensive alternative to get with. But for those of you that say you can't afford something like, say, a Staccato.
Right.
Staccato started around $2,000, and you got a gun safe with 50 guns in it that you don't shoot. Yes, you can. You sure can.
Sure.
Now, if you only got one gun, you might not be able to. I get that. Right. I understand that. But getting out there and... when somebody comes out with something that's less expensive and saying, this is the new hotness. No, it is not. But if you do that, if you get out there and if you get sort of iconoclastic with it and you don't go along with the, I agree with you. This is the greatest gun ever. Now, guns like the P365, I think... that what they did with that little gun is nothing short of miraculous. However, right after the 365 came out, then came out the 365 XL, and now they've come out with the 365 Macro. And that's because I think the 365 itself is just too small to actually... That's not a gun you're going to go take and go to tactical response with.
It's a get-off-me gun.
It's what?
It's a get-off-me gun. Like, somebody gets right up on you, and you're able to draw it as you're both going to the ground, and you're going to get stabbed or shot or whatever.
Right. And it does. You know, it's a full house, 9mm, and they've taken an extremely small frame, an extremely small magazine, and managed to make it 10 rounds, 12 rounds, 15 rounds. It's miraculous. However, I'll tell you something. I'll tell you a gun that feels better than that gun. The little Taurus G3.
See, you like that one?
I haven't shot it yet, but I mean, ergonomically to me, it seems like it's for the money.
Yeah.
It is a fine solution, and I haven't, like I said, I haven't shot it yet. I got three guns from Taurus the other day. I got that. I got their Commander 45, and I got their Raging Hunter. Which I expect that gun to be nothing short of spectacular. But the G3, I've heard some good things about the G3. It is a $250 gun.
Oh.
And it is probably
I've shot it. Go ahead. It's probably a what?
And what do you think about it?
So I'm not going to make a judgment call. I'm going to give you my experience of shooting it. It was at a range day where everybody and their brother had been shooting it all day. Right.
Right.
And you know how it is. Like, if you're used to shooting an M&P and that grip angle, and then you try to shoot a Glock, you're like, why can I not hit the broadside of a barn with this?
Right.
And it may have been a grip angle thing. But I was 15 yards away from about a 12-inch, maybe 15-inch steel plate, and I couldn't hit it. I had been hitting with Glocks and SIGs and HKs all day long, and I don't know if it was a grip angle thing or what. The recoil felt great. I thought the grip angle felt good. It was definitely different. So I need to get a hold of one and actually test it for a day and put more than two magazines through. Cause that's another thing. Don't go shoot something and put a magazine through it and say, I don't like it. You know, get used to the way it feels and everything else. Don't just make that judgment call right off the bat. So I'm not going to make an actual judgment. I'm just saying what my experience was. I may go put 300-400 rounds through it and all of a sudden I get used to the feel of it and then it's a tack driver. I don't know. But I mean, as far as like the recoil felt fine for a smaller gun, the ergonomics felt okay. Felt fine to me. I just didn't shoot it enough, but I know I didn't hit the broadside of a barn with it.
Well, I mean, they used to have this party out there out in the desert in Boulder, Nevada, at the pro gun range. And there would be Nighthawk there, which I can shoot a Nighthawk like nobody's business. And right beside it would be Agency Arms, who used to be a sponsor of mine, too. And I'd go from Nighthawk to Agency Arms, and it would have every bell and whistle, and I couldn't hit nothing.
Right.
Then I go back to Nighthawk, just had steel sights and no bells, no whistles, and I was hitting everything. Then I go back again. I did that over and over again, and it was just pathetic. But some of these cults of guns, I do, you know, please. Lighten up. There's a gun for everybody out there today. This is a great time to be an American gun owner. And with that, we have run out of time there, big dog.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, MGS Trade School, go check it out. 22% off, $99 signs you up. Thank you for joining me, sir.
No problem. I enjoyed it.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.